I'm not sure. I'll email it to you right now. Bye. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Righty then. Want hair to come down over my head like that.
To Do you see my skin right now?
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate.
Workout for the day.
You stepped away from your screen for a moment and someone typed in, is Patty breakdancing on the floor?
I realized that my charger was in the over at the other side of the room. I was like, oh, I have 54%. How is that possible? So yes, no, if I was breakdancing, I would not be back in my chair. I'd still try to be able to get off the floor.
Funny.
How's everybody doing? Welcome. Everybody ready for a big party? Yeah? I can't see my chat for some reason.
It's good to see everybody. I love this gallery view. Get to see everyone. It's fun.
Yeah.
Your new thing. All right.
Before we get started, actually, I want to put us on gallery view and get a photo op of everyone looking amazing 5 years from now.
Wait, we still have a few more people to let in.
Yep. So I'm going to take some screenshots and it will be just, you're going to have to smile for a few because you won't know which screen you're on. So let's see here. Okay. First round. Patty, will you keep letting them in?
Yes, I am. I'm smiling and letting people in. Everyone smile.
Okay, next one. We got five rounds. Everybody smile. Next one. I feel like I'm running a photo booth. Okay, smile. And the next one. If anyone wants to do anything crazy, this is your chance. Smile. And the last one, if you don't have your camera on and can put it on for a second, that would be awesome. Hold on, mess that one up. Okay. Last one, smile. Awesome. Thank you guys.
Jack, you look like you're smiling for your first grade picture. You're like.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I actually have those pictures. My mother saved them. Unbelievable.
I know. Do you remember when I had your, I think it was your 60th birthday party. We used your baby picture for the invitation.
Yeah, I think I do. It's fun. I'm looking at the pictures. Charlotte's got her little graduation hat on. Good job there, Charlotte.
Oh wait, I gotta go through and scroll through and see all this.
Alrighty.
Regina's got her thing going. All right, people are ready. This is awesome.
So cool.
I need a bigger screen. Jackie's got her best-selling books. Gemma does too. All right. All right, we'll wait for that. Okay. So, well.
Before we get started, I just want to say a couple of words to everybody, how much I really appreciate all of you for hanging in there and doing the work and completing the assignments and sharing some of your successes with us, which have been really wonderful. It's been exciting to read about them, to hear from you guys. And I just want you to know that for me, I love this kind of work and I love working with you. I think that's the biggest thing for me, is that I got to go through these 4 months with you guys. And as a result of it, I was doing the work along with you. And I have literally increased my self-care, getting a lot more rest and recovery and more exercise and more sleep. I'm going to bed earlier. One of the people that I worked with recently in another program I do where we work with best-selling authors was someone who is a Eastern medicine doctor, but also a expert in the Enneagram. And if you don't know about the Enneagram, it's a personality system that divides people into 9 different types. And I'm a 3, which is a high achiever. And my wife's a 4, which is more empathic and more introverted, more feeling oriented. And so it's fascinating to understand all that. But what I learned from her in the book that she's almost completing is that as 3s, those of us who are committed to achievement and we also want to look good, we want to be perfect and all that, one of our health challenges is we don't go to bed on time. We don't get enough sleep. It's always that one more thing you want to get done. And so often, you know, you end up going to bed, or I was end up going to bed at midnight, 1 o'clock, instead of like 10 and getting up at 5:30, which would be a lot healthier. And so I've been doing that. I've been going to bed a lot earlier and I've been going on more walks. And I've been getting up every hour, taking a walk around my property. So I'm not just sitting all day long, taking 20-minute walks with my wife, usually every day, not every day. I've lost a few pounds, started getting massages again, seeing a physical therapist. Actually, we're going to see a shamanic osteopath, if you can imagine that. It's an osteopath that works with your bones and muscles, but also she does very deep healing work. And I'm just signed up to get my blood work done for 125 potential inflammatory foods. So that was a big stretch for me in the health arena. And so I really feel a lot better. And someone said to me the other day, you look really good, to someone who knows about health. So I thought that was really good. And also I made a commitment to work on my books. I made a commitment in one of the calls to schedule time every day to do that. It's often been challenging, but I've been doing it a little bit at a time, making progress. Whereas before, I thought I had to have big chunks of time to get it done. So really excited about this year and what I've accomplished and what you've accomplished. And also I'm excited about next year, because I'm going to pick another part of my life to work on. This year it was mostly health, a little bit of production also with Jim Bunch, looking at our whole environments thing and cleaning up a lot of my environment. Cheryl Fraser bought the book Buddha in the Bedroom and started applying some of that. It's been very good for our relationships. And then Jerick Robbins, some of his stuff I've also begun to look at in our company. And next year, I don't know what area I'm going to work on yet, but I'm going to pick one and work along with you guys again. So for me, I like this almost as an annual experience, because I get to pick a part of my life and just keep going for it. So I just want to thank you for being there, because I don't think I would have done this on my own. I'm very disciplined in many ways, but there's those areas where, according to my number 3 Enneagram challenge, not so easy, but making progress. So thank you for being part of that. How about you, Patty? I'm curious how you're looking at the end of this and what you've taken away from it.
I love this group. First of all, I just want to acknowledge you for learning how to use Instagram and Facebook and doing your own posts. And, you know, like you've been fighting it for so long. It's like, yay, the club got him to do this. So good job. For me, I lost 17 pounds. I've kept it off. And I feel really good. I went and did all my doctor's appointments. So I really, really focused on the health for the most part. And because you're a three and I'm not, you're the overachiever. So you get the longer list, but I, you know, I've done so much with launching Permission Granted and really just sticking to my goals and supporting all the women and also supporting all of you. And, you know, we've got to launch our other mastermind group. So it's just been, it's been great. But what I love about this group is that it was 4 months and it really, it was like kind of like being on the quarter system instead of the semester system in school. Like you can't wait to the end. So the engagement was really great and it kept me very accountable. And I know for me, for the next challenge, when we start again in January, I'm going to do my environments in Santa Barbara. Cause there's just a lot of little things, you know, like when you, I look outside, I'm like, oh, those trees aren't all even, or, you know, just all the little things that kind of take your psychic energy a little bit. So I'm going to go around the entire property, take pictures, and I have 3 acres. So it's kind of a pain. And the gophers, for some reason, love my yard. So I got to figure out what that looks like. And that's what I'm going to do. And before we even get started, can I just mention what we're going to do for next year? Is that okay with you?
Sure. I just want to say one thing for you. You said I didn't have a long list. You lost 17 pounds. Think of each one of those as an item on your list. That's very impressive. So you had 17 things right there. And so, yeah, go ahead.
Lots of celery juice.
There you go.
And other things. Water and celery juice is a miracle. I'm telling you, if you're not drinking celery, you start doing it. So I talked to my team yesterday and we're going to offer for those of you that said that you want to come back. I think we had about 25% of you that want to come to the next challenge starting in January. So we're going to do a 25% discount for all of you that are interested. So it's going to be $747. So we can jet our way to success. So if you're interested, you can check it out at jetcampbell.com/renew. And we'd love to have you think about what you want to do for your next quarter and what you want to focus on. And I know for me, I'm really, really ready for 2021. And I think probably the rest of us are too. I did have 2 hummingbirds in my house this morning, which is so strange. And apparently they're really good luck. So I'm hoping for a lot of luck and I hope to see a lot of you there with me. You have 48 hours to make the decision and then that price goes away because then we're going to go out to the rest of our group, but we wanted to invite all of you first. So I hope that we see you there. And yeah, and I'll mention again later, but I just wanted to let you know, I just found out that we're discounting it. So for those of you that already signed up that got a discount, we're going to give you a bigger discount than what it would normally was. So don't worry if you're like, wait a second, I already signed up. So you'll get the High Achiever Award. You're probably a 3. We've already figured that out if you signed up early and we'll take care of you. So that's what I want to share with everybody. I'm excited about it. All right.
Very cool. You know, my good luck birds are crows. I was told that by an astrologer, which is weird because the crows are these black birds that sometimes, like in the movie, there were seagulls in the birds, but sometimes 40 crows will fly over my property and they go, okay, good luck. But it's strange. I'd rather have hummingbirds.
Well, I also heard from someone that they said that, that they can also be like a sign from people that have passed away. And what's so weird is my mother-in-law passed away 2 months ago and then my aunt passed away last week and they're both in the house and they were stuck up on the window. So I don't know, maybe they're just sending me love.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
Well, we have lots of crows on my property, so I feel very lucky. It's true.
I hate crows. It reminds me of that movie, Birds, or the Birds.
I know. Well, it's creepy. Learned to reframe them.
Okay.
Good okay. For you. So, Jocelyn, is there anything you want to say before we jump into our Come As You'll Be party?
I do have a couple of announcements as far as the winner of last month's challenge. Let me see if I can go back. Are you guys seeing challenge winners?
Are we what?
Are you seeing the slide with the challenge winners?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. So first announcement is the last month of the prizes. Here are the winners. One-on-one with Jack, Mark Whittlesey. One-on-one with Patty, Betty Huntington. A signed copy of TSP, Terry Deacon, a signed journal for Grace Wang and Audrey Allen. So I will be reaching out to all the winners this week and either collecting your addresses to send you your prizes or scheduling your calls with Jack and Patty. So look forward to that. If you haven't, if you've been wondering about that, I mentioned it before, but I was waiting till everyone, all the winners were decided so that we could schedule everything all at once. So
it's for all the months, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All right. And then the only other thing that I have is I want to go over our affiliate training. Originally was scheduled for November 18th, and we are moving that to November 24th because we want to make sure that you have all the assets that you need to be successful. And the mailing date to begin mailing for that is December 1st. So we thought if we could do it a little bit closer to that time, that would be more beneficial for all of you. It's fresh in your mind. I know it's a holiday week, but we're doing it on a Tuesday. So hopefully you can make it on that call. And if not, we'll have a recording available for you. We will send out a Zoom link when we get closer to that. And we really want to teach you how to make money with this program and recoup your investment and even earn some income with it. And then we also want to do an advanced training for those of you who wish to use this as a business builder tool for your own business. And so we'll kind of show you both ways to do that and then show you the assets that are available to you and everything that you need to be successful as an affiliate for this program. And
Jocelyn, the other thing too is the program will be recorded, right? So people want to watch it over and over again, because I know I like to be able to do that.
I'll also put together a slide deck that you can print out as a PDF that kind of will take you through step by step. I know that's helpful sometimes to be able to look back to and have, you know, just the steps available to you as you're processing through them in real time.
And also, someone has a question about that too. Like, do we need to sign up for the affiliate training or will we automatically receive the link?
You will need to either sign up for the affiliate training live or you're going to have to watch the replay to be able to understand how to go in and create your affiliate account.
You'll send them a Zoom link for the actual.
Yes. Everyone event. Will get the Zoom link. It'll be emailed to you and we'll post it in the Facebook group.
And so this is interesting. And I'm new at this too, when it comes to the affiliate stuff. So for those of you that don't know, whenever you're promoting one of our programs, they're separate affiliate links. So you don't just have one affiliate. So this is specifically for Reignite Your Life, not Train the Trainer, not one of the other programs. If you're interested in the other programs, once you get into that affiliate and the backside of where all the affiliate stuff is, you can pick and choose the different programs that you want to help promote. Yeah, it's a good way to make mailbox money.
And there's a lot you can do as an affiliate to build your own business, and you can use this program and you can use other programs as well. But this one is a great one because we're offering a really pretty high incentive for all of the affiliates. 40% is a really great affiliate commission. So one person had a question about extending the payment plan. Not that I know of. I know that we have a 4 payment option. Usually we don't extend it past whenever the course would finish, but that would be something that you could maybe talk to the sales department about if it was like a specific need.
And Amelia just came on. I know Amelia's in the group and she's watching. So Amelia, some people are wondering about payment plans. If you have any questions, if anybody does, just feel free to email Alice or Jody or Amelia. And I will put their information. Actually, Amelia, if you could just put the information in the chat, that would be great. And everyone can get a hold of them that way. And Lisa says, yes, there is a 4 payment plan, exclamation. But anyway, but before we get into the party too, I just love to hear from some other people, what you've all done. I mean, I've been watching you on Facebook. I mean, this group literally without a doubt has been the most engaged group we've ever run. Ever in the years that we've been doing this and us all having to pivot the way we have. And, you know, Jack's actually been wanting to do a program like this for so many years. So COVID forced us into it. But I think the coolest thing is having a beginning, a middle, and an end. And not that it needs to end for good, but it's like you have a completion and you had some wins. So I just love to hear from some people, like what are the wins? I'd love to have a couple people share. And
maybe
you
if
can
just want to raise their hand and then keep them to like 1 minute or less.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be good. Can you see hand raising? You have a bigger screen than I do.
Yeah, how about Sherry? Let me ask her to unmute.
Before Sherry starts, I just want to say I learned a whole lot about crows in the chat over here.
I know.
That put in the information about crows being smart and the second only to humans and the boss of the birds and spiritual energy. So anyway, thank you for that. That's good.
Of course it is. You're the boss. Oh my gosh. Charlotte says my dad had a pet crow. Wow.
Sherry,
Jeff
are
Hood
you
bought a farm.
Is that me, Jocelyn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, everybody. So I'm like so excited to be here, but so sad that it's our last call. But I just want to thank everybody. And I think I've had, you know, before starting the coaching program, I felt really stuck and I felt kind of really alone. And there were so many things I had on my to-do list that I wanted to do. And I feel like just the support and the discipline of being like on the calls and the challenges and probably just the power of having so many like-minded people in the group is just, it just, so amazing, because that's probably one of the biggest things that I'm lacking in my own personal life is like people that kind of get it and people that really want to stretch and grow or that even get these like weird wonky ideas that I have going on. And I wanted to share too that it's I'm really torn between doing the next challenge because I feel like I've gained so much momentum on this challenge that I just want to put like all my focus and attention into like doing the things and all of the energy and all the ideas that have come to me and not doing the next challenge because I have so much stuff that I want to do. So it's like, I feel like that's a real compliment to the program, even though it's sort of like maybe a little bit bad for business because I just got so much momentum that I want to take off with. So I got my website done. That was a really big one. I created a workshop. I haven't delivered my workshop yet, but that's coming. And beyond that, I had some like crazy, amazing, inspired ideas for some coaching products that I want to launch to the market that just don't seem to exist. And I can't even believe that they don't exist. So this was not something that I had ever dreamed of creating products, but it's opened up this whole new world to me to reach like people who can maybe aren't able to afford coaching, but they can afford these fun little products that are going to kind of like get them on the path to taking the next steps in their life. So it's been amazing. I may or may not see you on the next challenge, but regardless, I will be seeing you in the future. So I just want to thank everyone, Jack, Patty, Jocelyn, the whole team behind the scenes, and then of course everyone in the group, because there's been so much support and so much love and encouragement and inspiration. It's been amazing.
Thank you. Good for you. You know, it's interesting when you have time like this to commit to having that growth and just those, that's when you kind of channel those new ideas, and those are the ones that usually work. So I'm excited for you.
Thanks, Patty.
I have Jeff Hood up next to share.
Thank you. This program has been a rocket ship for me. It's just been amazing. I live in New Mexico where it's hot and dry and water is everything. And for years, I have thought about getting a piece of property on the river, on the Rio Grande. And so I found the property back in July, put an offer on it the same day somebody else put an offer, which was accepted. But then 3 weeks later, the realtor called me and said, well, that one fell through. It's still available. So I jumped on it and closed actually the last day of October. It cost me more than I can afford. The farm has been untouched for probably 30 years. There's 50 apple trees that are all grown over and a falling down adobe house. And it's got 350 feet of riverfront on the Rio Grande with giant cottonwoods. It's just my dream property and a dream project. So I am the farmer
officially.
So it's also, since I haven't got the money to develop it, I'm gonna have to engage a community of people to work it with me, which is the other part of my dream, to live with a group of folks interested in sustainable living. So,
you know, I think you'll find that my son is looking for something in California like that. He wants to stay in California, but I know there are other people who want to be back on the earth, if you will, and be in a community. So just put the word out. And I just want to say to everybody, I'm looking at you, Jeff, and I'm just remembering when we were both in our late 20s, early 30s, playing volleyball barefoot back at the New England Center, which was a growth center that I created. And Jeff was a member there and kind of hung out with us. And it's just really fun to have reconnected with you this year. So I'm glad you're living your dream, man. Go for it.
Thank you, Jack. Feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
You guys can name the farm Hippies at Heart.
So I did a little research and I've got the domain name Rio Grande Refuge.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, you're going to have a lot of good apples coming your way.
Yeah.
Who's next, Jocelyn?
Viviana Rojas.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So I just want to say thank you to everyone in the group. I really enjoyed this opportunity, you know, participating and being an active participant in the group. I joined this because, you know, we were going, I'm from New York City, I'm in New York City. So the months of April, May, and June were really, really tough for us. And I felt that that I needed something else, that I needed to work in myself. And I think I did it. I feel very happy. I met really, really amazing people. And I just want to say thank you for that. I did all my work and I'm still doing it. I didn't participate in all the calls because we went back to work at the school. But I through this training, I also got the courage to join Train the Trainer online. So I'm also part of the Train the Trainer. I joined Patty's group and Jocelyn group too, permission granted. And I have this big feeling inside that my life is really expanding. And I didn't have that before. I had lost that somewhere in the way. But I wanna say thank you again. And for all the people who communicated with me in one way or another, over the phone, over Messenger, over Zoom and meetings, you know who you are. And I wanna say thank you. I really, really appreciate you all. Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Jack, Jocelyn, and all the team, Emilia and everybody. Thank you so much.
Very welcome.
That's great. Thank you.
Greg Thompson.
Jocelyn. I want to thank you. Jocelyn, I want to thank you for all your support. It's been very great just to be able to pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, I need help with this or I'm struggling with that. Give me some guidance. Patty, thank you as well. And Jack, it was great being one-on-one with you in the last breakout session. I can't tell you how grateful I am. I've been an art dealer for 25 years and I've been successful. But for probably 15 of those years, I've had a dream to sell multi-million dollar works of art. And I got my first taste of that in Paris about 15 years ago. I won't go into the story, but I never gave up. And I just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. And I had colleagues, well, under me, told me I was nuts, but I ignored them and I kept at it. And I got in this program for one purpose and one purpose only, to sell a multi-million dollar work of art. And I achieved that goal 2 weeks ago when I sold it to Georgia O'Keeffe for $8.5 million and made $250,000 on one transaction. And now that I know how to do it, I'm killing it. I signed a contract yesterday for three paintings valued at $20 million for all three. And with a colleague of mine, we started presenting them yesterday. And I met with a billionaire client of mine, which was getting out of my comfort zone just to sit down kneecap to kneecap in COVID. And I did this about 2 months ago. My accountability buddy recommended I do it and I did it. And I said, what were you interested in? He said, I'd like a Degas. We've always wanted a Degas pastel. Got this morning, 10 mil. I will be sending that to him this week. So, you know, the expert we had, Tony Robbins' son, which I watched, you know, the rest of last week, said get to know your client's wants, needs, and desires. And if you can get that, everything's yours. Get the right people what they want, you can have everything you want in your life. And Jack, I'm so grateful.
Thanks. I'm happy for you, Greg. That's fabulous.
That's so awesome. I love working with you, Greg. You're just like, should I really do this? Should I go ask? I'm like, yeah, go for it. You just did everything.
Ask.
Yeah, you did it. Good for you. Congratulations.
Doing it.
Well, Charlotte said drinks are on Greg.
That's so awesome. I'm so happy for you too. The next person is Veronica Ramos Clark.
Hello. So I got all dressed up, guys. I figure I'm going to celebrate by going to an opera. My husband's finally going to take me to opera because I've achieved, I'm looking at the 5-year thing that I've achieved, the fifth business, and online counseling is very active and very thriving. But during this course, I didn't think this could happen during COVID, but I opened up a fourth location, which is thriving right now. I just never thought that could be possible, but I put it on there. And this community, and you just feel like so much abundance and like-minded people. It's so strong. And I finished my book. And it's going to print, I think it's in January. So it's in editing right now. So I've got the cover. It's called Blooming in the Shadows, How to Thrive as an Adult Child of an Alcoholic. So I'm so excited, and I've joined other groups. So I'm probably in 4 or 5 different groups now, but I'm signing up today for this group again, just to keep me going. Cause it's going pretty good for me and I just want to keep it going.
You go, girl.
So thank you so much, Patty. Thank you so much, Jocelyn. And thank you so much, the big man, Jack Campbell. Love you. Love you. Love you. I met you in January before COVID started at a seminar, and he told me, write that book. I said, I don't want to write your book. And I did. So I'm so grateful to you. Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations, Veronica. That's fabulous. Good for you.
That's so awesome.
Good job.
Regina Andler is next.
Hey, everybody. I don't even know where to start on this program. Everybody's kind of adding their sentiments in. I'll start with my 5-year. Out on our Facebook Reignite page, I posted what I was holding up because you really can't read it here. But Jack, I don't know if you know this, but 5 years from now, I am going to be your Success Principles Trainer of the Year. So I've decided you have a new designation for trainers. And after I finish my methodology program next year with you and just, you know, go crazy, I am going to be a very successful Jack Canfield trainer and be going all over the world sharing your message. That is my 5-year goal. That's my life's goal right now. Jack, I resonate with you so much. I've been to many of your programs. And for this program, I do want to put a huge shout out, Jocelyn. You are the most amazing person with all the stuff that you have done in the background and all the challenges and everything else going on. It's, you're just like there always. It was absolutely amazing. And obviously Patty too, and Permission Granted. I read your book. It was awesome. I submitted a chapter. I'm not sure how my writing is, but that's a story for another day. Who knows? On my five year come as you will be 5 years from now prop, I do have written down there that I've written 3 New York Times bestselling books. So maybe you'll be involved in one of them. That would be great. Hey, you know what? Ask, right?
Yeah. Hey, Regina, would you take a picture or scan that thing you held up and send it to me? I like, often when we introduce Come As You Be parties, I like to put slides up of people's props, and that would be a great one.
Yeah, and actually, Jack, just for the record and for everybody here, Success Profiles Magazine is, I know the editor, Brian Wright, and he actually interviewed you a few years back. So it was kind of a come around when I talked to him. I said, yeah, I'm doing a Jack Come As You Will Be party. And he's like, I interviewed him. And I said, I know, this is so great because, you know, it all comes full circle.
That's wild.
So, yeah. Thank you all.
Very good. Very good.
Thanks for the idea too. I love that. The Success Principles Trainer of the Year. That just might be you in 5 years. That's a good one, Jack.
Yep. The next person on the list is Therese Nicholas.
Let's take about two more and then we'll go into our Come As You'll Be party.
Therese, can you hear us or unmute?
I think I'm on mute now.
There you go.
Thanks. Well, I also want to extend my gratitude to the whole Canfield team. I've been following Jack's material since 2000. That's as far back as I can remember reading it, probably even before then. But I know it's like you get little bits and pieces along the way, and then you don't really know when the whole thing's going to gel. And the format for this program was just couldn't have been timed more perfectly. I don't know if it's because we were all sequestered with COVID that it gave us that opportunity to go within and really focus, and gave me something really positive to focus on that I feel like I had such strides. But I finished my website. I finished the content for my online course. I still have to create the slides and actually deliver it, but I got so much done as far as that goes. But the reason I signed up was for mindset. I have a habit of beating up on myself and really not feeling like I'm worthy or that I can do it. And I think having this community and all of the material and the exercises helped me break through that. So I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. I did sign up for Train the Trainer. So I'll be starting that. I signed up for it, but I plan to start it in January because I want to finish my online course before I begin something new. But I think the E plus R equals O, revisiting the success principles again and just really absorbing them again and seeing them with different eyes was something that I feel was very beneficial. So thank you all. And thank you to everyone in the group that communicated with me and reached out and propped me up when I needed to be propped up. I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Perfect. That's great. Thank you.
Good job.
All right. We
excited for you.
Dr. Bott, is he would like to share.
Hello.
Is he a bot or Jack, is he real?
Yeah, I'm there. Hello, Jack, Patty, and Jocelyn. Hi, Igniters. How are you all? When on the first step into your true potential power, when it was the assignment was given, I wrote it on 6th of July, the 4 months outcome, the first was reducing weight by 4 kg and reducing tummy by 2 to 4 inches in 31st October 2020. And I have achieved that on 31st October 2020. Then 5 lakh rupees profit per month. And I would like to tell you that E plus R is equal to O is working so amazingly in the COVID era also, in spite of my hospital not being a COVID hospital, due to a different response, which always Jack says about creating to an event. The monthly total revenue was more than June 2019 during July, August, September, and October. So the income is increasing day by day in spite of this COVID situation, and that is working very fantastically well. My book, Influential Parentings, which I was working on, the book cover is almost ready. I have already completed the written work, and now I will edit, and by most probably January or February, it will go for the printing. Then the another thing which I wrote was amazing time with my wife and my son during this COVID time. And it has been really happening amazingly. We really did a very big group outing going into a very remote area of Gir jungle where we had like lion we saw, and it was amazing time with each other. Then completed all tasks of Reignited Life. And really, I'm very happy that I could join all live calls, completed all tasks, also post many, many live things into the groups and make the group very vibrant. And last, which I wrote on 6th of July, got opportunity to have one-on-one with Jack Canfield, and which I also got it in the month of September. So I'm so happy that 4 months outcome, which I wrote on that day of 6th of July, almost everything which I've achieved in these 4 months, and amazing atmosphere, amazing support from Jocelyn and Jack. I have been really mad about you. And so I was so happy that I could be working with you so closely. There was an excellent opportunity to work for this 4 months, And I'm really looking forward to more of this kind of. Thank you so much for giving this opportunity. Thank you.
It's great. You're welcome. Congratulations on all your successes. That's great.
Can I just add that Dr. Bott has been a huge contributor in the Facebook group, and he has really pulled everyone together, and he does so many amazing posts after every call, kind of highlighting all the things that we've been learning. And it was really nice to see. I think that so many people got involved with your posts, which was great.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jocelyn. You also have been amazing.
Thank you.
Good. Well, we are going to begin our Come As You'll Be party. I want to just say a few things about it, remind you of what the game plan is, and then also remind you why it's so important to do it. What happens is when we do the Come As You'll Be party, you are acting as if you are the person that you want to become. And not only in terms of the achievements, but also the quality of energy, you know, the confidence, the sense of achievement, the pride, but not in a bad way, because pride can be a bad thing, but in a good way, just owning one's accomplishments and feeling good about yourself. It's important to acknowledge your successes. That's why doing things like the mirror exercise, where you look into the mirror and acknowledge your successes, is so valuable in terms of building your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your self-image. So when we do this, we're using three modalities: auditory, because you're talking and listening; visual, because you're either dressed a certain way or you're showing props that many of you brought, like the book we just saw from one of the people, that you have this idea that there's a physical reality to it. And your physical posture, all of that is being brought into play. And also emotionally, we're feeling the feelings we would feel. So it's auditory, visual, and kinesthetic, all happening at the same time. And it programs the subconscious mind in the deepest way I know of all the things you can do. Guided visualization, acting as if, you know, in your imagination, very, very powerful. But this is even more powerful. So for this time that we'll do this, it'll be about 40 minutes that we're going to play. We're going to divide you randomly into groups of 5 or 6 people. And then you'll just find yourself in a group. And just imagine you're like at a party and you walk in and all of a sudden, you know, someone motions you over. Now you're in this little group of people, some of whom you know, some of whom you don't know. And just, you know, talk to each other like you would at a party. Say, hey, who are you? What do you do? What have you been up to? Share what's been going on in your life. And you can talk about what you're currently experiencing. You're now the director of the Institute for Peace Studies, or you're, you know, living in your dream house in the Bahamas somewhere, or you're traveling the world with your family, you know, whatever it might be that you're currently doing in this 5 year from now place, as well as some of the things you've accomplished over the last 5 years. You know, I had 3 books written. One of them made the New York Times. The best moment was when I was on the Today Show and I was being interviewed, and the next thing you knew, we sold 4,000 copies that day. Or, you know, we started this school in Africa, and, you know, every year I take a group of people over there. It's been totally transformational for them. So we're just talking about what you've experienced, these successes over these last 5 years from 2025, looking back. And the main thing is to stay in the future present, meaning that you're not talking about today in 2000. You're not talking about, hey, remember last week on our call with Jerick Robbins or something like that. But you're saying, if you do want to talk about that, you say, remember 5 years ago when Jerick Robbins did that final expert call right before the end of the program? So if someone goes into the current 2020 mode, remind them, hey, we're in the future. And and again, if you don't have a prop, but you want to pretend you do, just hold up something and people will imagine that this is your hole-in-one golf ball, or this is your trophy, or this is the letter from, you know, the governor of your state saying how much you contributed to, you know, solving a major problem in the state, whatever it might be. And then after about 7 minutes, you're just going to automatically be shifted into another group. Just like what happens at a cocktail party, you go to the restroom, and before you come back to the group you were talking to, someone stops you and pulls you into another group. And so we just start all over. So you may end up in a group with 1 or 2 people twice. You may end up in a group with nobody ever the same time. But whatever it is, that's kind of how cocktail parties happen as well, too. So it's just a Come As You'll Be cocktail party. I saw one person actually said they're drinking wine during this. That's great. The rest of you, obviously, we don't need to do that if it's early in the morning, but it's totally up to you. So I think that's really all we want to say. And Patty and I are going to demonstrate this for just a moment so everyone's really clear. And we're going to act as if we haven't seen each other in a long, long time. And obviously we see each other every week, but we're going to act as if, you know, we haven't seen each other for a long time. And if I can see Patty here, where'd you go? There you are. So if we ended up in the group, I'd say, "Hey, Patty, how are you?" And she might say, "Well, what's going on, Jack?" And I would say, "Well, you know, I'm really excited. I finished."
I'm here. Can I say
that? Hey, Patty, how are you doing?
I'm amazing. The Success Principles for Women just hit number one on the New York Times list. I'm so excited. I know I've been gone for a long, you know, traveling around the world. We have literally 100,000 certified trainers now. Can you believe that?
Wow.
100,000. We also have both the kids got married, so they're completely out of my house for good. And that's awesome. They're happy. They're healthy. I love their wives. It's so exciting. And we also got Goal Friends funded with a huge grant. It's on all 7 continents, and it's being taught to young girls now in school. So really teaching them how to build their self-esteem and how to, the importance of goal setting. So I've been crazy busy, but life is amazing. How are you?
That's amazing. Well, you mentioned the education thing you guys are doing. You know, remember 5 years ago, Trish Jacobson, we started this education project to get a curriculum about teaching the success principles into the schools. It took us about 2 years to complete that, get research done at a university in California. And now it's being distributed all across the country. We have hundreds and hundreds of teachers in different schools teaching it. And what was really exciting, so many young people work in franchise organizations like McDonald's and Burger King and, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken and so forth. And so we've literally now been selling that same curriculum into these franchise operations. So the kids that didn't get it in school, that are now in their late teens and early 20s, are being trained online with this course in these companies. So that's really exciting. And then I finished 4 books. And you know about one. This is called Living the Success Principles, which I've been working on forever. I finally got that done and out. And the other book on Love Not Fear, and the book on the Heart Freedom Method and the Power of Wow. So I'm really excited just to get all those off the plate. That was really phenomenal. And they're all doing really, really well. And the coolest thing is that for 1 month last year, my son, Oren, and his, I say my daughter in love because they're not married, but she's the mother of my grandson. And Ring and I, we traveled around the world for about 6 weeks. We went to Japan, which is where Ozzy's mother's from originally. And then we went to China. We went down into Thailand, went to India, went to Northern Africa, down into Nigeria, South Africa. And then that was an amazing experience to do with a 14-year-old boy. I mean, he was just incredible. So we've been having a great, great, great time. And I'm excited about that. And, you know, with the train the trainer thing, the thing that's most exciting for me is, you know, you were there, but the thing we had in Singapore, where we had trainers from all over Asia come together in Africa, and our first kind of international training and bringing all those people up to speed and introducing all the country coordinators we now have and all the people that are training trainers. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful 5 years for me.
That's awesome. You know, it's amazing to think 40 years ago, you focused on, if I could just sell 100,000 curriculum guides, and now look, you're all around the world. Isn't that just pretty damn cool?
It's way cool. It's way cool. Okay. So that's basically what it's going to sound like, you know, for me, for you, whatever. And, you know, yeah, so there you have it. And just a moment for now, we're going to break you into those groups. You'll get an announcement only about 2 minutes before we're going to take you out of the group to another group. But other than that, if you spend about a minute per person, minute and a half, don't let someone dominate the whole conversation. Make sure everyone gets a turn. Then it'll be fun. You'll have a great, I feel better already just having done it.
And Leah says, are we all going to regroup after this? Yes, we're going to regroup. I know a lot of people are saying, I'm crying right now. I don't want to leave. We're going to regroup after this. Just stay in character. And if somebody doesn't, stay in character. Okay. That's the big thing.
Yeah. One of the things I was going to mention that I forgot too is, you know, been working with Don Pett over the last 5 years, and now we're setting up these institutes for peace studies all over the world. We have now major universities all over the world that are taking his work and creating, you know, with all of his word switches and things like that, amazing impact finally happening. So we're really excited about that as well. All right.
That's awesome.
So we are going to go into your groups of 6 or 7. And when you get there, you know what to do. So here we go. When we're done, we'll all come back and we'll close out as a large group.
And everyone will have 7 minutes in their groups.
Total of 7 minutes in the group. Everyone will have about a minute, minute and a half. Try to just spontaneously make sure everyone gets a turn.
All right. Ready.
We're going to try this.
I actually made them too small the first time, so I'm retrying it. Okay. Here you go. Hello. It's frozen on Patty. We're back.
So nice to see where everybody has been in 5 years and all around the world and successful and Teslas and alarm clocks with money coming in and wow.
Woohoo.
Where is our fearless leader?
He's muted.
I was just going to say the airlines made a lot of money in the last 5 years because so many people went so many cool places and a lot of beach homes got bought. It's really cool. And a lot of philanthropic things that people got involved in. It was really great to hear all that. I feel uplifted, you know, and I know that I'm supposed to, but it always feels good when it actually happens from that. I'm glowing inside. So I thank everybody for that. I'm just curious if a few people would, we've got maybe 10 minutes left, if a few people would like to maybe share, but like in 30 seconds or less, just real lasered, what that experience was like. Does it feel any different now? Do you just, you know, whatever. So I'll let Jocelyn
freaking awesome.
Call on people.
Okay. Dr. Gary, you'll go first.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was exciting, Jack. You know, I'm in the train the trainer program. I'm in the boot camp that we're in. I hear you talk about the you know, doing that event all the time, and I've watched on the videos. But it was so fantastic to be a part of it. Every time I gave my story again, my smile got bigger and bigger, and I could really see it happening. And then I was in the same group with a few people a few times, so it was like I started dealing with them. Like I said to Nikki, remember we were in the group of Nikki? I said, "Oh, I just got back from Nikki's house in Jamaica. It's gorgeous." And then she started saying, "Oh, it was great having you, and it was so wonderful." And yeah, it was great. The energy was fantastic. It was a good vibe.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Rada, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Rada. Yeah, it's been amazing. The more we say, the more realistic it is that we live it. It's so positive. It's just, you know, it's just around the corner. We're just living every moment of our successes. And I've personally come a long way. I'm really acquainted. So I'm now want to see what's next as getting to the next trainer just to stay in the loop and move faster. So it's really amazing. It's a life-changing experience. And
cool.
Great. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Vincent.
Thank you. It's amazing in just 30 minutes, you know, we got to give our, you know, uplifting what we've been doing for the last 5 years, four times. And as Gary said, and Raida said, each time you do it, you start to believe it more and more. And I think this is something I kind of want to do every day is in my affirmations is just do them more and more often because by repeating it multiple times in a day, even one after another, you start to feel something magical happening in your brain. You don't know what it is. And thank you for this. I want to keep doing this.
Great.
Good thank for you. Yeah, this stuff works. Amazing. It's got to work it.
All right, Julie's up.
I had a really hard time with it. My voice was shaking and I was choked up because I think, you know, dreaming big and seeing myself in these things that I have all this passion for that I never entertained because I had limiting beliefs. And so in this exercise, the limiting belief and the potential was just clashing, and it almost felt like it was a visceral experience. So, but like he, like other folks have said, once I said it a few times, suddenly it became more and more real inside me. So this experience, doing more than just knowing there's a limiting belief, but overcoming it in such a powerful way. I am so excited about this.
Good. Thank you. That's great, Julie.
I could totally feel that, Julie, when you were there. And you know, what's so cool about it, it's like, we all know some of these things inside of our heads and we think, oh, I already know that. Like, I think it was, gosh, Laura, or she said, I knew, she signed up and she said, I already kind of knew this stuff, but I didn't realize what a difference it makes when you're actually taking the actions and doing it. And we hear this all the time from our trainers too, right, Jack? It's like, I knew the content when I had to say it out loud and read that script, it became really real. So right. That's why it's so important to take those actions, because the universe rewards action. So it's exciting to watch. If we all spent this much time acting like this, instead of thinking about all the crap that has been going on or gone on, I mean, how much further would we be, and how much healthier would we be, and how much younger would we look? I mean, just for vanity's sake, we should just do the Come As You'll Be party every day. You can do it with your friends, your family. We have friends that have Come As You'll Be parties where they just have a dinner party and they stay in that 5-year zone for 3-4 hours. So it's healthy. It's good endorphins.
All right, Dima.
Yeah, thank you so much for the great experience.
Dima! Yeah,
I know. Hi, my
one of our number one trainers.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh my God. I have to confess, I got the pleasure. By the way, Patty doesn't know that. I got twice with Patty and once with Jack. And that means what I told you is so true, because She said, what are you going to do? And I forgot, Jack, to tell you. I said I was working with you. And then I got twice Patty and you. So it comes all around for me. And I was so blessed to have this experience. Although that's 4 months ago, I was in a great place because I lost my father and was so much grieving. And now I'm in another place. So I'm so grateful for be part of this, and Raida and Dr. Gary and all the other faces that I know in the group. So thank you so much. I'm just waiting for the money to come in more now. It should drink anytime. It should go on. But I have to leave someone else to talk. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here for us. I appreciate it.
For those of you who weren't in her group, she had her phone and it would go off. And she'd say, oh, every time I sell a course, my phone goes off. And it kept going off and kept going off and kept going off. It was very clever.
The money's on its way. The money's coming. Yeah. That was a great idea.
And you were really so enthusiastic in your sharing. There were several of you that just were like 100% into it. Like, it was so exciting. And several people said in the chat, it's not only did it start to feel more real, but other people's excitement was raising their excitement. So it's great. When you play full out, you uplift other people as well. So who else, Jocelyn?
Angeli.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So the power of props. So last night, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
So last night, my husband's thinking I'm crazy because I took this from his desk. This trophy right here, right? And I still believe this is my trophy. That's how much I think. So I just wanted to know. It's like, and I'm reading it here and I'm thinking like, this is my trophy. So I just wanted to say thank you, and that the power of actually using props, because at first I was thinking this is going to be kind of weird, but I kept telling the same story over and over again with the trophy, even though I was planning to share like other wins, but I just had the same story with this trophy. So it's mine now. Thank you.
Dr. Gary says your husband's never getting that trophy back. He's going to be, dear Jack and Patty, my wife has stole my trophy.
Let's see. Esteban.
Esteban. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Types calls in the car.
Esteban, you are muted. You got to unmute yourself.
Okay.
don't know if you can hear us, Esteban, but your phone's muted. You have to unmute yourself. Here we go.
All right. Thank you. I wasn't able to do it. So this experience was so powerful that I can't wait to be 48 years old. I mean, I never thought I was going to say that. So it was really powerful. And I think that the repetition, it's also very, 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 very powerful. So thank you so much. It was a great experience. I hope we can do it again and repeating it as much as possible.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much.
We will.
Congratulations. I think we have time for just a couple more.
Carolyn, let me unmute you.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say I've been really flaky with my affirmations. I committed to morning affirmations every morning during my morning journaling time. And I've been flaky, but this just reminded me that the more I said this, the more people I said it to, it just reminded me, I believed it after the second time. I felt like it was true. And it just reminds me how important the affirmations are. So that's my huge takeaway.
Great awareness. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's great.
One more, Joss.
I think that was the last one that I had.
Oh, okay.
So
very good.
A couple people had a question too about the online portal, how long they'll have access. So I just wanted to mention that one more time, that they'll have 6 months worth of access to the online portal. If you're having problems logging in, there's a few of you that I think login stuff hasn't been working. Email Dwayne, D-W-A-I-N at
E.
E?
D-W-A-I, isn't it?
That's a good question.
I'll look.
Okay. Dwayne at jackcanfield.com. And he will get you reset on that. I should be able to look too really quick. I think
it's you're right.
Okay. Dwayne at jackcanfield.com. I'll put it in the chat too. And then the Facebook group will be active for another 30 days from today. And and Lori Ellis did want to share, but she didn't know how to raise her hand, so maybe we can have her share really quick.
Would you make sure, Joss, that you copy the chat and send me a copy of it? Don't let that disappear. There's way too many cool things that I want to read.
Yeah,
and I have a question too, Jocelyn. If for the people that want to get the 25% discount for this course, is it jackcanfield.com/renew or is it jackcanfield.com/enroll.
Renew.
Amelia, renew. Okay. Yeah. There's two different things in there. All right. So I make sure. So it's renew. All right. And again, that's a 48-hour offer. Okay. Let's hear from Lori.
Yeah. Let me find her so I can unmute her. Where are you? Okay. Lori, you should be able to unmute now.
Hi, everyone. I just want to say that I think with what we did with that exercise, that we collectively really raised personal and planetary healing and vibrations and empowerment. So I think we all deserve a trophy.
I love it.
Very good. Yeah, it does. Whenever anyone's individual energy goes up, it raises the vibration of the whole world. And the more people that do it at the same time, there's a multiplier effect, like a squaring, a cubing, whatever. So thank you.
All right.
Thanks. So Jack, what are any last words for this amazing group about, I don't know, what's some words from the wise?
Well, I think, you know, it's always, these kind of things are always like, I remember graduating college and like, we're really glad that we graduated, glad there weren't going to be any more tests, excited that we'd gone through this rite of passage. but there was also the grief of losing the connection, you know, the realizing you're not going to go back to that dorm room. You're not going to be hanging out with the same fraternity brothers. You're not going to be going to the same football games, and unless you live in the town, which I didn't. And so there's always that sense of joy and celebration, which we've had. And there's always that sense too of like, it's an ending, but it's also a beginning. And so I would just encourage all of you, if you want to stay in touch with each other, you know, you have ways to do that, and you can, you know, get each other's information through the website, the Facebook group and so forth. But I know a lot of you have formed groups, connectedness, and some of you will in fact visit people's homes and visit them when you travel. There's people from all over the world. I remember saying to my wife once, I could literally travel for 2 years around the world, never pay for a hotel, and never have to spend money for a meal, because I have that many friends and students around the world who would love to have me as a guest and would be glad to take me out to dinner or feed me lunch. So take advantage of that, not in the sense of take advantage of somebody, but take advantage of the opportunity that you've been given to have this large community of people that are from all over the world, a great tremendous diversity of professions and cultures and just, you know, goals and things that people want to do. Many of you have similar goals, similar values, similar visions of how you'd like your life to be, the country to be, your world to be, etc. So, you know, work together to support those things. You know, I remember, I don't know if I share with you or not, but there's a slide I have sometimes, you know, nobody ever climbed Mount Everest without a team. You know, there's all the people, the backers, the people that climb with you, the Sherpas, etc. So to do the larger things, we need to work together. And I would say too, I used to run a training where we would end by turning all the lights out. The room would be pitch black. I mean, we had tape over the little red dots on the sound equipment. There was no light in that room at all. And we talked about how people lived in a world of darkness and fear. And there are a lot of people out there in the world today doing that. And it's only by reaching out to the voices we hear in the darkness and thinking there are people there, we can connect. And as we reached out, maybe you tripped on a rock and there was a spark and you could see there were other faces, and I would light a lighter and I would light a candle. And then I would say, oh, there was light, I can see. And now you have a lot more light, now you can see. And I would hold it to my chest because I didn't want anyone to steal my light. And then I would reach out and share that with someone else who had a candle. And pretty soon, as everyone shared their candle with someone else, we'd have like 500 candles up in the air, and it was amazing. And then we'd all blow out our candles, and I'd say, and the real training starts now. And I'm saying to you, we've been together, and the real training starts now. Putting into action all the things that you've learned, doing the affirmations, you know, that you were not doing, reaching out, taking the risk, asking for what you want, doing the things that will produce the things you just talked about in your looking back 5 years in your Come As You'll Be party, and reaching out to others for support as you do that. They're all here to support you. We are as well. So anyway, I look forward to seeing you, many of you, next year, starting in January. Remember, 48 hours, and I just don't want you to miss that opportunity. So as I always say, do it now. And get that done. If you think you're going to do it, go ahead and do it. And for the rest of you, I'm sure we'll run up somewhere in the future, maybe a future course. Maybe I'll see you in an airport. Who knows? I look forward to
seeing Let's hope so.
Someone in an airport sometime in the future. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's been wonderful to work with you. And thank you very much. Patty, you have any closing words?
I just am so grateful for all of you. It's really just been a pleasure getting to know you and to see all the things that you've done and really embrace your fears and take action and reach out and stretch. And it's hard to do alone, and it's great to do it together. And like Jack said, no one goes it alone. So reach out to anybody in the group, reach out to me. We want to support you, and I hope to see you again soon. And I'll be checking you out in the Facebook, because we have another 30 days where we're available to be in there, right, Jocelyn? So yeah. Jocelyn will be monitoring and saying, go in and post. So thanks, everyone. I really appreciate you.
Out of the time. Last 30 days.
Yeah, I actually did want to say one last thing. If you want to send me a picture of one of your props, your book covers, your trophy, you know, whatever it might have been, there were some cool things there. If you want to take a picture of that, either with your cell phone or a selfie, or get, you know, your partner, your roommate, whatever, to take a picture, or if you just take a scan it like on your computer, whatever, if it's like a certificate or book cover, you can send that to stories stories, plural, at jackhanfield.com. We'll check that website. It's a way we just take in people's stories, people's visuals, things like that. So just stories at jackhanfield.com. I would appreciate that. We'll use that to inspire, encourage people in the future when they're doing their Come As You Be parties. All right. Thank you, Jocelyn. You're the queen of everything. You just make it all happen.
It's been the great job group ever. So let's all stay in the Facebook group for as long as we have. All right. I'll see you
over there. Thanks, everybody. Thanks again. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.